A grown-up might have missed the sign posted at Slow Elementary in Northeast Washington, D.C., but that's beside the point. The sign wasn't put there to catch the attention of adults. It was posted low on the wall, precisely at eye level for the elementary school children moving through the hallways. For those children, the sign was a daily reminder. There is nothing a teacher can do to overcome what a parent and a student will not do. For those children, the sign was a daily admonition that the teachers at SLO were not responsible for students' failings. We're not the reason the test scores at this school are awful. We're not why DC schools rank at the bottom of all the nation's schools. Look to yourself. Look to your parents. You are to blame. Michelle Rhee visited SLO immediately after she was appointed chancellor. It was a day marked by a flurry of school visits, in some cases unannounced. At SLO, the principal herself unlocked the front door after Rhee and her entourage rang the bell. Her puzzled face gave it away. She had no idea who Rhee was. After introductions, a tour followed. But the visit only got more awkward as the group passed empty classroom after empty classroom. SLO had been built for hundreds, but bizarrely had been allowed to stay open with a mere 83 students, a testament to the powerlessness and, in some instances, fecklessness of the parade of superintendents who preceded Rhee. She was the 10th since 1988. Most of the previous school chiefs had never even considered trying to close schools in the face of a school board and city council inclined to favor an array of special interest groups, determined to block any changes to the status quo. Thus, schools such as SLO were allowed to slog along, year after year, burning up millions of dollars in unneeded maintenance and other inefficiencies. And though it sounds outrageous, that wasn't the saddest part of the story. Conventional wisdom might suggest that with only 83 students, SLO Elementary had a shot at being successful. Not so. Similar to the children at DC's many other underused schools, children at SLO lagged far behind their peers in other cities. At the time Rhee visited SLO, 35% of the students scored at the proficient level in reading, and only 15% in math. The test scores at SLO were horrible, recalls Tim Daly, Rhee's colleague at the New Teacher Project, a teacher recruiting organization Rhee helped found, who accompanied Rhee on the tour. It was Daly who noticed the sign in the hallway. Hesitant to trigger a scene during Rhee's first day as chancellor, he didn't tell her until she left the building. I was thinking, this is the system she has become chancellor of. A system where it would be possible to get appointed chancellor, and the principal seemed not to know it. Possible for a school built for 600 students to have fewer than 90 students in it. Possible for a school to be failing for years and not get closed. And possible for a teacher to post a sign like that, and no one told the teacher to take it down.